We just crossed the bridge over Lake Washington from Seattle to the east side and are on the Microsoft campus in Redmond. It looks like a university campus, leafy, grand in scale, its glass and concrete buildings housing an enormous city of high-tech disciplines. We're here to meet Flora Goldthwaite and Jonathan Klutz, who are going to show us the house of the future, say 10 years hence, when the concentrated genius of information technology will have transformed your living room and kitchen, your bedroom and dining room, into 3D interactive marvels. They've already built the house, so let's go and look at domestic life in November 2020. We've just stepped inside this, what looks like a wood-framed bungalow, which is actually inside a concrete office block at Microsoft.
So when we come in the door, we have a microphone in our light switch, right? And what that allows us to do is come in and say things like, Grace, what's up?
You are meeting with BCC, Demerit Bennett today. Also, your scooter should be fully charged in 37 minutes. In time for your meeting with Bill.
No, that's good. So you can see it knows quite a bit about the things that are going on. People are coming to visit, that kind of thing. Even talked about my electric scooter out front that's going to be all charged for me, so that's a good thing.
This is a nightmare of surveillance.
Well, in many ways, the home knows a lot about things that are going on, but again, it's all associated with just the family members.
Will your home report back to the FBI?
One of the things that we believe firmly, Microsoft believes firmly, is that the individual owns the rights to their own information. We choose who to share it with and how to share it. So I don't think the fact that it's digital and it's potentially available means that everyone has access to it.
Though that used to be true about, say, all our phone calls, until we discovered that the National Security Agency had the right to corral telephone companies in order to reveal the phone calls that we'd been having. So is the home going to be immune from the NSA?
I think we'll always have challenges of people who will think that they have the privilege of having access to your information, and we'll always have to have groups like, say, the ACLU who are working on our behalf to help us create a gateway between them and us.
So we're going to head into my daughter's room next. And the nice thing about this room is, again, it's aware of your surroundings, right? So the lights originally come up here just in the pathway. I think the lights in the dining room have to go on.
Did we mention we're a prototype?
Press the tablet, Flora. Her room has kind of digital wallpaper on the wall. So if you come into the room wakes up. It includes music that she likes, a band of the day that can alter every day. It's a skateboarding theme, so we're seeing images around that, avatars of skateboards that represents her friends that are online right now. Of course, teenagers, you know, probably are more excited about this kind of thing than anyone. And so if I come over here and I gesture over here at the wall, I can move my hand around, and as I move it, it's highlighting various places that we could adjust this room into.
Jonathan, you said lightly, well, of course, teenagers are more into this kind of interactivity than anybody else. And then you design a world for them, and then they begin to live in it as you have designed it. I happen to know that my own teenage daughter would be appalled by the interactivity of that room. She'd feel that she had nowhere, no private place to go. How are we going to allow, in an increasingly connected up, surveilled, interactive world, how are we going to allow for the most basic of human freedoms to not be like everybody else?
It's interesting because the first most basic principle or freedom that you have is to not opt in, right? Simply, your daughter wouldn't have the room that I showed you today because it doesn't appeal to her. Mm-hmm. Now, your point about defining a future that will force people to live within it. We're the concept car team. We think about things that are interesting. We take them, if you will, and invite you to come to our auto show and show you that car and see what resonates with you. So many times we make big hunks of glass and metal that never get shown anywhere ever.
one of the reasons that the teenager's bedroom looks the way it does is that the relationship that teenagers have with technology is very different than someone of my generation. I also have a teenage daughter, and she's 16. She actually came in and helped to design what this room might look like. But she is the kind of person who also will not want to participate as much in this world. She's quit Facebook because she recognizes that it's a societal problem. Her friends are addicted and she doesn't like it, so she's made a statement. But the point is that they're all exposed to it, and at the level at which they're exposed, it becomes a second nature to them. And ideally, they are being conscious of the effects that it has on them and the people that are around them.
Flora Goldthwaite and Jonathan Klotz, programmers of our increasingly virtual life to come.